Hello, guys. This is Jerry from TheRealJerryDugan.com, and you're listening to episode 40 of the Family Time Q&A podcast. For those who are new to the podcast, this is where I sit down with one of my family members, and I have a candid conversation about almost anything. We're going to actually ask each other a question that's candid. So the other person...
I don't know what that means.
Candid? It's just sort of like on the fly. So you have no idea what I'm going to ask you, and your answer isn't planned at all. And then whatever you're asking me, I have no idea because... you didn't tell me what it is. So my answer is going to be very raw and unplanned. In fact, in some ways, it sounds like your question is also pretty unplanned because you said you came up with it right before we hit record. So that's okay. Because to be honest, my question came from a bank of questions I've been holding on to. And
cheater.
So I come up with these questions just throughout the day, every day, and I put them into Evernote so that when it's time to record, I'll look at that list and say, you know what? That's a great question to ask Jacob today. And so I did that with Emma last week. Kind of an interesting response from her. I thought she was going to be like kind of like deep and like bust me out on something. But I guess she's too quirky like me. So anyway, you just heard him. This is my son, Jacob. How have you been?
Blah.
Blah. What have you been up to?
Staying home.
That's true. It is the weekend.
Yeah.
And so like right now your sister is like crazy busy with Nutcracker.
I am too.
Really?
Yeah.
You're dancing in it?
Yep.
You are not, because you'd be at the show right now.
No.
Yes, because that's where your sister is.
People don't know that because they'll listen to this on a different day and they'll think we have the Nutcracker that same day. So, ha!
Or they've already heard your mom and I talk about it and they know you're not in it.
No.
Yeah. But we have tried to talk you into it, and every time you say, nope, not doing it.
It's weird.
And then we catch you dancing in the background. We're like, yeah, he wants to do that. All right. Hey, and we also have Oreo with us, and he's been doing pretty good on the... what's that called?
Leash.
The leash, yeah. So we've had him, what, 3 years?
Yeah.
3 years. So, yeah, Oreo's been with us 3 years. He came to us in our front yard hurt because somebody kicked him.
Or ran him over.
I think the vet said blunt focus trauma, so like somebody kicked him in the hip. So he probably has a deep-seated fear of our front yard. But he's never seen beyond the backyard of our house. And maybe somebody else's backyard, give or take. But he's never gone beyond that. And yesterday you had the wild idea to put him on a leash.
Mom did.
Oh, mom did. That's right. And so she put him on a leash, carried him outside. Actually, I carried him outside and he peed on me.
Did he really?
Yeah, that's why I changed shirts before church. Because there was a little spot of pee on my chest. So we carried him outside. He was whimpering the whole time, freaking out. Real amazing though, because like, he stayed on the leash. He didn't, like, the very first time we had him, we put him on a leash and he was like fake choking himself. So like we wouldn't even tug on the leash, or he wouldn't even like, you know, tighten the leash, and he would be like, and you're like, dude, we're not even pulling on it. You know, like, get it off, get it off, get it off. And this time around he had it on. And, had you ever seen him smile as big as he did yesterday?
No.
He was like this. Like his mouth went back to his ears and his ears were pulled back. I thought it was the coolest thing. And then we took him for a walk today, right?
Yeah. He got in a fight.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Or he didn't. The dog started.
Yeah, he got jumped. The other dog jumped on him. And then Oreo.
He had to defend himself.
Yeah, he doesn't play well with other dogs. He's really awesome with us.
He just wanted to go and like.
Like sniff the dog's butt and move on. Yeah. And now he's whimpering to go outside. It's like, dude, we just started recording. No, you gotta wait. Can you wait? Yeah. Oh, he can't wait. All right. So you let him out right now, and I'll just keep talking. Okay. All right. So while Jacob lets our dog out, because we're actually recording from our living room, I'm going to tell you an announcement. There we go. So for those.
We usually do those at the end.
If you haven't downloaded a free copy of my ebook, Strength Revisited, go ahead and do that. You can go to TheRealJerryDugan.com, and I have it linked on just about every recent post at the bottom of each post. So, download a free copy. All I ask for is to stay in touch with you via email. I don't spam you. So
yeah, he does. He spams me.
I, You don't even know.
I don't even read yours anyway.
Yeah, actually, I do spam you. Like, hey, check out this video. Check out this video. Jacob, look at this video. And then I try to talk with you about it later on. You're like, what video? I'm like, oh, you deleted it, didn't you? All right. So you said you had a question ready for me. What is it? You forgot?
No, I'm just playing.
Okay, what is it?
What do you like about Christmas?
You know, your sister asked me that.
Did she really?
No, she asked me last week, what was my favorite holiday and why? What do I love about Christmas and why? And so,
those are two questions, though.
Yeah, it is. She cheated. She pulled a Jerry and asked like four questions as one long compound. But I will tell you, because you weren't around for that conversation and you don't listen to the podcast, but nope. I really think you should, because
I hear y'all talk and you play it like four or three times, and then when you're working on stuff here at home, you play it.
Just to check the sound quality. That's all. And I like my voice.
You care too much about the sound quality.
I do, because some people will listen to it or stop listening based on sound quality.
That's not true.
That is true.
Says who?
Says
not me.
People
like
Cliff Ravenscraft from Podcast Answer Man.
I don't know who that is.
I do. And Pat Flynn, really big on sound quality.
I don't know who that is.
And then my own personal experience, I have actually stopped listening to some podcasts because the sound quality was horrible. Like, it sounded real tinny. They called in from their phone, so it sounded like a phone connection gone bad. And I listen to some just because they have some like deep, rich voices. I think the episode that we did with Brandon, I'm convinced people listen to it because of Brandon's voice.
That's a lie. No.
Okay, I admit it. I've listened to it because Brandon had an awesome voice in that episode. It's like, dude, it's so deep and rich, and how'd you pull that off, man? He's like, I was born that way, which he wasn't, because his voice was probably a higher pitch when he was a kid, and then it got deeper as he got older. So anyway.
What? Answer it.
Oh, answer your question. The question I was avoiding. Okay, so what I love about Christmas is really watching – Mommy share her experiences with you, like and actually like a couple weeks ago when Emma and Mommy were putting up hold on. Man, Oreo Dugan, I'm telling you, dog, causing trouble out in the backyard. Remember we were saying earlier, does not play well with other dogs.
Yeah.
It seems like every neighbor around us, the house behind us, the houses next to us, catty corner to us, all have dogs in the backyard. And so when we let our dog out in the backyard, He just goes out there, barks a little bit, gets all the other dogs excited. They all start barking to the point where it's like, okay, that's distracting me. In fact, now they're still out there barking, but we got Oreo in. Bad doggy. Bad doggy. No treat for you.
They don't have any anyway.
Oh, that's true. He doesn't know that. He just knows he's not getting treats. Okay, so to answer your question, just a couple weeks ago, Emma and Mommy were putting up ornaments onto the trees. And I could hear Mommy explaining the story behind each of those ornaments, like the yellow ornament bird, how she made that in, I think, first grade.
Yeah.
And, you know, the decoration that Grandpa Ephraim made that's hanging up behind me over here somewhere. you know, that's just like there's a story and a memory behind each of these decorations and each of these ornaments that she took from Grammys. And
her little mice up there.
Yeah, I know. Little does Grammys know that her ornaments and her decorations are slowly disappearing each year over the last 11 years that we've been living in Corpus Christi. But yeah, I really love hearing Mommy share with you guys. Also for me to hear it. Every year, just the rich memories that she has with each of those ornaments. And I think the reason behind that is because I don't have tangible memories like that. Like, I don't have a set of ornaments from my childhood that I could share with you and say, hey, look, this was something my parents and I made together. Hey, look, here are some photos I have from my childhood. Because one of my two parents has all the pictures from my childhood. And I don't know which one has them. I don't think they know which ones have them. But and so I don't have those to share with you guys. But Mommy has all those things to share with you guys. And I just love listening to that. I love watching the interactions that she has with you. Plus, it's Nutcracker season. And the dance mom and mommy starts to come out. Don't tell her I laughed. She's going to hear it anyway when I play this over a couple of times.
A couple.
Just a couple.
10 million.
Okay, for those who don't know, but are probably interested in knowing, I play the episode back a few times. I play it once on the phone to hear what it sounds like without earphones. I play it once to hear what it sounds like with earbuds. I play it again on the computer with the speakers. And then I play it again when I load it up to Podbean, which is where I host my episodes, and just to hear how it sounds when it's streaming live. And I kind of do it again to hear how it streams on the phone. So, yeah, I do hear
it. And so you can get more, what's it called, downloads on it.
Yeah. No, I don't listen to it enough to really pad my stats significantly. So, you know, if an episode's been listened to 300 times, I've probably listened to it about 7. Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
I'm so ready to ask my question to you.
Okay. Ask it.
Okay. So this is actually going to be an interactive exercise, kind of a build off of what we did before.
What is this?
This is the question I have for you.
Is it this?
No. I can't tell you out loud because it's not Christmas yet, but it's for Emma.
Oh, I know what it is.
Okay. Don't say it out loud because Emma might actually be one of our listeners on the show. So don't tell her yet.
Is that why it's bookmarked?
No, it's bookmarked because that was the next page available.
Oh.
Yeah, this page here. Okay, so my question to you, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you the question, but you're going to have to answer back a bunch of different answers. And I'm going to write them down because I'm going to put them into a Wordle and post that onto the blog for people to look up. So the question is, what are some ways one person would try to control another person? And, of course, whatever you're saying, you're not admitting to anything. It's just one of those questions. You've actually heard me, I think, ask this question to some audiences, but you've never actually participated in answering yourself. So what are some ways one person would try to control another person? And, again, you're not admitting to anything. You're just thinking of stuff.
Blackmailing.
Blackmail. Okay. Okay. What else?
I don't know.
All right. Expand on blackmail a little bit. What would be examples of blackmail?
Telling other people something that isn't true, I guess.
Okay, so telling rumors. So I'll spread these rumors about you if you don't do something I want type of thing. Okay. So bribing. Telling rumors. So money, bribing. Okay. That's actually something different than blackmail.
That's what I meant.
I want to give you money, but now you got to do something for me.
Yeah.
Okay. Could people do that with gifts?
Yeah.
Like, hey, I bought you that necklace, or I bought you that Xbox, or what else? Hey, I bought dinner.
So you bought me dinner.
You do something for me now? Do something nice for me? What? You can't yawn during this. You just made somebody else yawn.
Yawns are contagious. I almost fell asleep during the movie before.
Oh, yeah. Edge of Tomorrow. Okay. What are some other ways one person would try to control another?
How long are we going to do this for?
Just a moment, a couple of minutes.
I don't know. It's hard to think. That was the first thing that came to mind. And then...
Okay. Other ways somebody would try to blackmail you? What usually is the feeling you're trying to avoid when you're being blackmailed?
Embarrassment.
Embarrassment. Okay. Is that an emotion?
Yeah.
Okay. Could somebody try to control you using your emotions against you?
Yeah.
Okay. So emotions. Okay. What are some examples of that?
Crying.
Okay. So somebody didn't get their way, so they cry to try to get their way? Or trying to make you feel bad?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What else?
Pouting.
Pouting. Okay.
You read so fast.
I have to. I've worked for, as a trainer and educator. So for how many years? Many years. Over 10 years as a trainer. So you learn to write quickly for flip chart paper. How about emotions that you make the other person feel?
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. if somebody is crying on purpose, to how, what are they trying to make the other person feel as well?
Sad.
Sad. Okay. So sadness. Okay. And then out of that sadness, maybe feeling a little bit
down.
Starts with the letter G, I'm thinking of. How about guilty?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So maybe using guilty against somebody. Okay. How about in dating? What are some emotions? Maybe somebody wants to make the other person mad because they're dating somebody new now. What are they trying to get the other person to feel?
Jealous.
Jealous. Okay, so that's another one. And that actually is one of the big ones I always like to park on when I talk to middle schoolers, or when I used to talk to middle schoolers about healthy and unhealthy relationships, was how one person would try to make the other person feel jealous as a way to manipulate feelings. But also, jealousy would be kind of like the core of all the other things. So like blackmailing somebody, telling them what to wear. I don't have to write that down. Telling them what to wear, telling them what to do, who their friends can and cannot be. Would those all be manipulative, controlling things?
No.
No?
I'm just playing, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, they would. So like if your girlfriend said, hey, I don't like you hanging out with her, you shouldn't hang out with that person. Or if your girlfriend said, you know what? I don't like your friends. Your friends, they look at me funny. Okay. You probably shouldn't hang out with them. If you love me, you wouldn't hang out with those people. Okay. Or I feel like you'd rather hang out with your friends than hang out with me. And that makes me feel jealous. Are those healthy things or?
No.
No. Okay. So in that, jealousy is often used as kind of that justification. I've even heard guys tell girls, I don't want you out working. Well, why not? Because you'll meet a guy there, or you'll be surrounded by guys, and I can't trust you because you'll talk to other guys, or vice versa. I don't want you working there. Why? Because a bunch of girls work there, and I don't want you meeting a girl. So, jealousy. Big red flag. Okay. You know what I used to tell students when they heard or noticed jealousy happening in a relationship?
What?
I would tell the girls, if that guy starts acting jealous, dump him. And then the guys are like, well, what if the girl's acting jealous? And I said, dumpa.
Dumpa.
Dumpa? Dumpa. The Bronx Story? Or is it The Bronx Tale? Bronx Tale, one of mommy's favorite movies?
Never seen it.
What? Oh, man. Homework. You and I are going to watch that movie with mommy. I'm going to tell mommy you haven't seen it. She's going to want to watch it with you.
I don't think I've seen it.
Oh. You might have. The movie where it takes place in New York and what's the guy's name? Lou Angelo. No, I'm kidding. I forgot the guy. Carlaji? No, I'll have to ask mommy. It's mommy's favorite movie. It's not my favorite movie. I just remember the scene.
It isn't her favorite movie. It's her favorite movie is Titanic.
Titanic, yes. But on that short list is A Bronx Tale. And it's one of the first movies mommy and I watched together while we were dating. And one of the things that we still do on our dates when we go out is there's a scene in the movie where the main character is told, when you take this girl out on a date, open her door for you, for her, and let her in. But don't unlock your door yet. And walk around the back of the car. And what you're going to do is you're going to look. Because you're going to look through the back window. And what you're looking for is if she's going to reach over and unlock your door for you. And if she does, she's a keeper. Because she's also looking out for doing something nice for you. You did something nice for her. She wants to do something nice for you. She's thinking about helping you just as much as you're thinking about helping her. Now, if she just sits there and does nothing, doesn't open the door for you, dumpa. Dumpa? Dumpa. And he's like, why? Because she's just looking out for herself and she's not thinking of you. So anyway, going back to the jealousy thing, I would tell guys, if that girl's acting jealous, dumpa. Dumpa? Dumpa. So anyway, that's where that came from. excuse me. We probably just helped a bunch of people like download A Bronx Tale from Amazon.com or something. but that's one of the key things I wanted to get to in our conversation was that jealousy is one of those core feelings that somebody will have that they'll try to use to justify doing other things like, you know, I'm going to tell everybody, you know, you did something that you really didn't do if you don't do what I want, or try to make you feel guilty for something, even though you didn't do anything worth feeling guilty about. But that jealousy will be at the core of doing all these other things, you know, trying to make somebody feel guilty, trying to make somebody feel sad, trying to play mind games with people, trying to get you to isolate yourself away from your friends and your family. Because abusive people, do you think they know that other people can recognize that they're being abusive?
No.
Yeah.
Or yeah, yeah.
Yeah. In fact, if you were to get yourself into an abusive relationship, chances are your mom and I would probably pick up on it before you do. And chances are your friends would pick up on it before you do, because you'd be head over heels over that person that you wouldn't want to believe the truth. Now, the abusive person would recognize and knows deep down inside that their controlling behavior is recognized by all these other people. And so rather than try to come to terms with that jealousy and come to terms with that insecurity, they're going to try to separate you from the people who know the truth. And so that's always a key thing, that somebody who is manipulative and controlling is going to try to separate you from the people who love you. And I remember we did that, what was that called? The Passport to Purity. And we talked about peer pressure and having positive peers and negative peers. You remember that? Mm-hmm. And we identified who your peers are, and they're all positive. You know, your friends like Beatty and Bo and Ayana. And,
Bo's leaving.
And Ayana's already gone? She's already gone. Oh, shout out to Bo and Ayana from Jacob and Jerry. You cool people. So stay in touch with Jacob, because you guys were like positive influences on him as much as he was on you. Celestial, Chloe, yeah. These are all a lot of girls in your core group here. Sorry, that's on my list of things that I didn't have in middle school. It's okay. So jealousy, one of those key things to recognize. If somebody's acting jealous, or, you know, somebody's using jealousy to try to get somebody else's attention, big red flag. Big, huge red flag. That was my quick little healthy, unhealthy relationship conversation with you that I just slipped into the podcast. So hopefully those of you listening could apply something like this with your teen or preteen. What'd you think of it, Jacob?
Good.
Yeah? Why are you standing up flailing your arms about?
I don't know.
Am I making you nervous?
No, I'm tired of sitting.
Well, let me stand up with you so you're closer to the mic.
Oh, my gosh.
Rookie burger. But what I'm going to do is later on this week, I'll post a quick little list of five things I think should go into a healthy relationship. And you can read it. I'll put it in big bullet points or something for you. Pictures?
I just won't read the email.
I'll just read it to you.
I won't pay attention.
I'll get Beatty to read it to you through the Xbox. Boom.
You don't have his number.
Oh.
Boom. Dude.
I got to give him a ride home sometime. Boom.
Not anymore, because you work till 5:30. Boom.
He's here at our house sometimes when we pick him up and take him here before his dad comes home from work. So boom, boom.
Boom, boom.
I don't know. I just didn't sound as good.
Those things.
All right. To the announcements. All right. So I already talked about downloading a free copy of Strength Revisited, a really good ebook to download. I've mentioned it with that recent post about having the sex talk with your kids. Also, I'm going to put all of the responses that we talked about into a Wordle, so you can take a look at those. Have a conversation like this with your kids or a group of kids. Maybe you can do this with a youth group of some kind. Hey, speaking of healthy relationships, Weekend to Remember is coming to Corpus Christi May 29th through the 31st. It's a marriage conference, ideal for newlyweds or those who've been married for 20 or 30 years or more. Or if you're engaged to get married or seriously dating, great opportunity to come on by and just get to know you and your spouse a bit better and open up those healthy channels of communication. I'll also put in a link for Passport to Purity, which is a tool that Jacob and I used just a few weeks ago to talk about relationships. This is a conversation that we didn't get to have because it involved identifying controlling behaviors and so on. But So if you like the show, leave a comment on the blog at therealjerrydugan.com. Share it with a friend or a family member. You know, post it on your Facebook page. Send the link out on Twitter. Put it on Google+. Tell folks, hey, you got to listen to this one. This is how we should have a conversation with our kids about healthy and unhealthy relationships. In this case, we just talked about the unhealthy stuff.
Unhealthy.
And, you know, jealousy, a lot of folks think that, you know, jealousy is all about showing the other person that you like them or love them. Jealousy really is about showing insecurity. And so that's a key thing to point out to folks. Jealousy doesn't mean I like you. Jealousy means I'm insecure about myself. All right. Thank you for listening. Again, share this link with your friends and family and stay tuned. God bless and Merry Christmas.